Are you ready to live your wow life now? Wow Wealth of Wellness is available to all. Being focused on this moment now and honoring your life, you can successfully transform your life. Wow, hosted by Gina Rota and Marsha Martin, is a deep look into the four pillars of wellness: spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical. Gina and Marsha are committed to your Wealth of Wellness, wholeness, and well-being. Together, they're offering their gifts, practices, expertise, and powerful intuition to empower and inspire you to live your wow life now. We truly love our listeners and are so excited to offer you tremendous value and insights to help you connect with and benefit from your own heart-centered wisdom and become one with who you truly are, your source energy, the divine within, loving and living your wow life now.
Greetings, our beloved listeners. Welcome to Wealth of Wellness, Get Your Wow Life On Now. This is Gina Rota and my beloved guest.
I'm Marsha Martin, and we are here with you on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. You can hear this show every Wednesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern, and our live shows are every third Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern. You can listen online, on your mobile devices, in your car, or ask Alexa. To learn more or for a full schedule, go to DreamVision7Radio.com. DreamVision 7 Radio Network is the media partner for Omega Institute. So now we are going to be looking at discovering your inner balance. And if you have a question or you want to make a comment, please call us. We're live now, 833-220-1200. So when we look at inner balance, we are wanting to dive deep because finding balance in life is more than just creating a balance between work and play. And even though that's really important, and that's a subject that all of us, I believe, are looking at more deeply right now, tonight we want to go deeper, below the surface, to the source. So let's take a look at balance as it applies to yourself, to your relationships, and in the workplace. Now, Gina, as we were talking earlier tonight, I just want to review this article that I found so fascinating between the age of Pisces and the Aquarian age that we're in now, and just get your feel for how we can create better balance between the two. These are 2,000-year periods that are fluid. So as we are winding down on one, we are winding up into the other, and neither one is really dominant yet. So we've got lingering things coming from the past that are both good and bad, and we have things coming toward us that are both good and bad. So on the light side of the Piscean age, we had transcendence, forgiveness, empathy, innocence, love, devotion, connection to something bigger or greater than yourself. The age of Aquarius takes that even further, and we expand into discovery, innovation, progress. We start looking at the collective and humanitarian ideals and longing for a better future. Now, unfortunately, both of these ages, as you know, Gina, you're so great at this, understanding the light and dark, both of them have had a dark side. So the Piscean age may have been highlighted for you with escapism, self-destruction, drug abuse, addictions, intolerance, religious fanaticism, guilt, or suffering for your spirituality. Now, when I look at that, oh boy, I remember some interesting periods where I got lost in the dark. Now, the Aquarian age didn't escape the dark either. So we have disorder, rebellion, rule breaking, skepticism, change or else behavior, counter discrimination, conservatism, and again, that religious fanaticism, that rigid hanging on to the limitation. Now, this is from an article by Nadine Marson, which was entitled The Age of Pisces versus the Age of Aquarius, A Journey into Collective Transcendence. But she compares and contrasts the two as, let's look at the dark and the light as progress versus tradition, mind versus the soul, or God versus the machine. Now, neither one is bad, but how would you suggest, Gina, that we learn to find a balance between the two? And this, you know, talk about across all of it. So not just at home, but, you know, if you are deeply religious, how do you add that into your workplace without hurting your own sense of self or offending coworkers? You know what I mean? It's that kind of delicate dance of not everybody wants to hear what you're enthusiastic about. And so how do you walk that tightrope? How do you gather up a group of people that can support you but are not walking in that fanatical kind of zone?
Well, that's a very good question. I think I want to circle back to the Piscean Age and the Age of Aquarius, and also, you know, old paradigm and new paradigm. And on the shadow side of the old paradigm is, from what I've been told and understand, it's been about control and domination and manipulation and greed and lust and all the things that we've seen that have showed up.
All came into view.
And the new paradigm, you know, Aquarius, for me, the age of Aquarius stands for, ultimately, for truth and wisdom and justice. And in 3D, where we are, as we are ascending, there's polarization. So, of course, there's light and dark and good and bad. And for me, the balance of power is really an inside job, and it's really, I'd like to speak to the root of it, and the root of it is to balance and harmonize the feminine within and the masculine within. Mm-hmm. And when the feminine, the divine feminine and divine masculine have a balance, there is more peace, there's more love, there's more justice, there's more fulfillment. And I like working on that. I'm in the middle of writing about that, Marcia, about the balance of power, and also between separation and unification. And so I'm on that track, and I don't see how we can balance anything outside of ourselves until we truly hone in on how we balance our own inner being, mind, body, and spirit. Like, what? How do we balance? So that's a good question. And so, Marcia, I want to pose that to you. How do you balance your inner being, your inner life? Because that's at the root of everything.
And you are so brilliant, because getting to that place changed everything for me. When I was skewed to service only with sacrifice, self-sacrifice, my life was exceedingly difficult and painful. But at the same time, if I would have gone crazy honoring me and letting go of everybody else, I would have been deeply unhappy. So what changed for me was clearing and healing my heart. That changed everything. Once I got into the place where I had stored the hurt and I gave it a voice and then let it go and filled that space with Holy Spirit light, there was no longer confusion. There was no longer the inability to balance between what I am doing for someone else and what feels good to me. The boundaries came more naturally. The decision to be more self-loving came more naturally. It was like I kind of stepped away from force, which is where I had lived all the way up until that point, and into a place that is much more flowing. It is still a place I'm learning to be. It is still a place I'm defining and expanding. But it is so much better than that place where my daily conversation was kind of, well, you don't have a lot to offer. You're not that valuable. So the only way you should be considering being in the world is by giving more than other people, and then we'll, you know, maybe we'll call it even. So it was this constant push to give more, be more, do more for other people, and yet so broken that unable to receive what I needed for myself. And, you know, that ended in a disaster. So luckily, because I was not able to break the pattern until I just couldn't function that way anymore. So there's always a silver lining, and that was mine. But that has helped me. Once I cleared out the chaos in the heart, the hurt, the confusion, and the trauma, then I could really step into flow. And God for me is all about balance. I have never been asked by God to do something for someone, and then nothing came back. Even though I'm not necessarily doing what I'm doing to get something back, something always does come back, and that's the beautiful thing. And I gotta say, contrasting that to prior, where I was doing, and because I was so resistant, nothing could come back.
Yes, I understand. And it's interesting because when we think of, you know, the universe, the cosmos, the dimension, the nature, and the balance of power in all of that, and the balance of power within our own universe, our own Earth. And one thing that I think is really important for women and the feminine is to how we honor ourselves and balance out all the work, all the caregiving and caretaking and all the nurturing, and how we can balance that out, and how do we nurture and caregive to ourselves? How do we, because it's not either or. There's no such thing as either or. It's always about a 360, I call it the 360 holistic integrated, you know, way of being, is where, you know, you find time to rest, you find time to exercise, you find time to meditate, you find time to play, and you find time to take care of your family, and you find time to work and create. So for me, it's at this stage and age, I'm really looking deep into how to balance my physical world and also how to balance my emotional world and psychological world, which will always be something I will continue to work on. And I think that the hardest part for me, and I would say a lot of women that I know, is how to balance out the work and the caregiving and relaxation and rest and a spiritual life. And I feel that's one of the most important things for us to dive into and see how we can support ourselves and others.
In my previous relationship, clear, there was only going to be one caretaker. I was the I fulfilled the caretaker role. But I think it's really interesting because I would like to encourage everyone who is in a caretaker role to be open to receiving help from their partner. And if you're not partnered, find a support group within your community. We've got to learn how to receive. Our children, I had so much fun with my children. I adore my children, but it was not well balanced. And if I could do anything, I probably would go back and figure out a way to balance that better so that everybody feels heard and seen. But it doesn't matter who is doing the caretaking. And I think that's important to recognize that everyone can be compassionate and everyone can be a good caretaker. But if you are not the caretaker of the children, then you have to be the caretaker of another aspect of your life together. Please don't ask your partner to do it all and you just focus on work and fun. That's not fair, and it's not going to create a happy or healthy relationship. You have to do some of the grunt work, too. And I don't care whether you're male or female. This doesn't matter anymore. It did when I was raising my children, but those days are gone. So you can't just say to the person who is choosing to spend more time with the children, you get to do all of the crappy work, and I'll take the kids for fun, and I'll just bring some money in. No, you've got to help make everything in your home efficient and run. Don't put it on one person. We just don't live in that world anymore. And that's, I think, another thing that I probably needed to learn as a young woman is the difference between sympathy and compassion. I tended to believe that they were the same thing. So if I saw you struggling, I felt sorry for you, and I immediately wanted to jump in and help you fix it. And we need to remember that that's not what God does. God doesn't jump in immediately and help you fix it. They give you the information that you need and trust that you are going to be able to use this information effectively to get where you need to go. If it becomes too much, yes, they do jump in and help, and they help all the time, but they're not doing it for you. They are giving you tools, techniques, support people that help you on the journey. So I just want to encourage people, reach out to others. Learn to receive. Don't be rigid in your belief systems or your role. Just try to flow as much as you can and come from a place of compassion. So, hey, I get it. I see that you're really struggling with this. Let me see if I can help you. But to me, sympathy is, oh, you poor dear, you poor thing. And it's kind of poo-pooing the person's brilliance. So let's move forward seeing the brilliance in each other instead of the faults. You know, I'm just looking at this quote that I wrote down, and it says, in a relationship based on sympathy, one or both people feel frustrated, hedged in, and non-creative. They begin to lose a sense of their own identity. Whereas in a sympathetic relationship, codependence is bred, people who feel that they are partnering together. And in a relationship based on compassion, both people have room to be who they really are. They respect each other's needs and help each other blossom. So compassion is not a competitive energy, and sympathy can become so, and it can create that unnatural dependence. With compassion, it's a love-based energy that allows you to foster growth. Gina?
Yes.
What's your take on compassion versus sympathy?
Well, again, I keep hearing the same theme tonight, which is about, again, going inside and looking at your own inner compassion versus if you are playing a victim or feeling powerless or having sympathy. I feel it all has to be embraced no matter where somebody's at, whether it's sympathy or compassion. But compassion is more unconditional. and I don't think it has judgment with it. Sympathy is a little wavy for me, because you could have a little sympathy for somebody but really be judging them, like, why would they do that, or why, how did they do that,
yes,
or why that happened.
Yeah.
This is why that happened. And so I want to just stand in compassion, which is unconditional, and I feel it is non-judgmental. And if we are having sympathy, or somebody's having sympathy for us, we can just be in the moment and I'd say create an inner shift around, am I feeling compassionate for myself, or am I playing a victim? Am I feeling like I'm a victim, or am I allowing somebody to make me feel like I'm a victim? So I would just always be looking on the inside and seeing what I'm doing and how I'm doing, and how, again, to balance the power within.
Yeah, because you are so right. That victim, which we all have played, is so geared toward give me sympathy, as opposed to that empowering compassion. Now, we've got to take a break, but when we come back, I want to look a little more deeply at how we can go inward to empower. Thank you, Marcia.
Yeah.
Are you ready to live your wow life now? Then tune in Wednesdays at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time for Wealth of Wellness with Gina Rhoda and Marcia Martin. Join Gina and Marcia during their live shows every third Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific Time. Gina and Marcia offer intuitive guidance, empowering insights, educational, inspirational tools, and universal wisdom that will help you explore and discover the miraculous, mystical, and spiritual principles of life. Are you ready to get your wow life on now? Please join Gina and Marcia as they share how to embrace the true wealth of wellness on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Thank you. Blessings. Join world-renowned tarot card readers at Omega Institute this July for Masters of the Tarot, Finding Meaning in the Cards. Mary Kay Greer, Rachel Pollack, and other professional tarot readers share proven methods to give effective readings that transform lives, yours as well as your clients. To receive 20% off, mention discount code DREAM when you register for Masters of the Tarot at Omega in Rhinebeck, New York, July 23rd to 25th. Learn more at eomega.org. Many times, people see a cardinal, a butterfly, or a feather on the ground that reassures them that they've been visited by someone who has passed. But what if you could share your message to the world now? To learn more, tune in to Retreat to Peace with Catherine Daniels every Wednesday, 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. In each podcast episode, Catherine asks her guest, "If I found your Earth Angel feather on the ground, what would your message to the world be?" The results are moving, astounding, and life-changing. Catherine Daniels had a calling to create a safe healing space for all people around the world to come to, inspiring hope and providing tools to navigate the challenging waters while healing the trauma of what the world is experiencing. This healing space is generated from people around the world who have relatable life experiences and words of wisdom to share, reminding people everywhere that they are never alone.
Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. For over three decades, I've lived an ancient lifestyle I call walking in the medicine of the plant kingdom. I've not eaten any animal flesh, no meat, no eggs, no fish, no milk, cream, or cheese, for 30 years and counting. I've lived and witnessed what modern science says is impossible, and now can share piercing insights into how food is medicine, and medicine can be food. I'm writing a series of books called The Second Genesis Awakenings. Book one is The Second Genesis Diet, Welcome Home. It's a diet book unlike any diet book ever written, I promise. It's available online at our website, thehumanaccelerator.org. It's also at amazon.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, our dear listeners. This is Gina Rota with The Wealth of Wellness. Wow, get your wow life on now. And my beloved co-host,
Marcia Martin. And Gina, we forgot to share our where they can find us and what we're offering. So please, you can visit us at Conscious Coach, C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S, ConsciousCoach.co, and it would be /Gina. If you want to catch up with Gina, or /Marcia for me, and I am offering a 30-minute session with the angels. This is just a little mini session where you get to ask the angels to help you with something that is really causing you distress, something that would really feel good if you understood how to work through it. Gina, what are you offering?
Well, I'll offer a 30-minute introduction into somebody's birthday numerology, which would tap into their higher mission and purpose.
And Gina has done this for me, and it is amazing. So if you're ready to give yourself a gift.
Thank you, Marcia. And the good news is we both have served each other very well. And
yeah, boy. I mean, let me tell you.
We continue to refer people to each other. So that's really lovely. Everybody gets to be served and benefit.
And it's just, this is not something that you do on a lark or for fun. This is if you really want to go deeply into what may be preventing you from moving forward. So, you know, there are fun things you can do all day long. If you want to go deeply, if you're really serious, then you may want to consider working with either Gina or myself. And speaking of going deeply, let's take a look at how going within really helps empower you in the outer world. How did that happen for you, Gina?
Well, it's been a lifelong journey, Marcia, and it's still evolving. I have never arrived anywhere except for right here in this moment.
You're right. Amen to that.
And I honestly have tapped into so many different modalities and healing principles and spiritual practices and spiritual healers. And I've been very blessed to have connected with, you know, dozens and dozens, I'm going to say hundreds of people in my lifetime. And I'd say it's a culmination. You know, it's like you get a strand of everybody that you work with, or, you know, every book that you read, or every, you know, workshop that you do. And so I'm just going to say, to give credit to all those who've come before me and all those who've served me, that I'm able to do it because I tune in and I've done a lot of work and I practice. And I also know that, as my beloved father would always say, Gina, there's nobody outside of you. This is only about you. It's an inside job.
Wow.
So focusing more on the inside and less on the outside just energetically starts to harmonize the outside, because everything's energy. We all know this, right? We're energy, the brain, the heart, magnet, all of that is energy. So if we are practicing, I love to say this, the power of neutral, and I am writing that book, then that brings in a balance. That brings harmony to disharmony. That brings peace to chaos. That brings calm to fear and worry. So I'm always looking in. I'm always going in, and I'm always looking, not always, but when I am. I'm really, you know, searching for how to align the balance of power within, because then automatically, just magically and automatically, my outer world is in more harmony. It harmonizes. So then the relationship I'm having with myself taps into the relationship I'm having with everybody, whether it's a loving relationship or it's a family relationship or it's a friend relationship or a working relationship. all relationships at the root are really about unconditional love and compassion and non-judgment and forgiveness. And so, you know, I just continue to go in, and it is a body of work, and it is a practice, but it is a choice, and I choose that. And so all of that allows me to walk in the world with a little bit more balance of power, quite honestly.
Well, and it is so easy to get oversaturated with worldly things. There's so much going on, and so much of it is fabulous. So I want to invite you not to be afraid to withdraw to your center. And for me, it's always the energetic heart center, which is my go-to place to reconnect. But when I go to that place, just as Gina said so incredibly well, my initial fear was, oh, well, then I'll just disappear from the world. But that's not the way it works. You are here in a physical body. You do have a certain amount of purpose or contribution that the divine expects you to add into the world. And as you go within and you get clear on your inner world, your relationship with the divine, you energetically expand. You're not going to change physically, but you're energetically expanding, and that expansion colors your outside world. So if you are really excited about doing work in the world that will make a difference, begin by going within and feeling so great about yourself that automatically surrounds you and precedes you and announces you in the world. That's going to make, first of all, your impact just that much bigger, because it will be flowing instead of forcing, and you're going to feel so much better. You're going to be less likely to get over on one side or the other. You know, you won't get so top heavy in all work and no time for yourself, or all self activities and no sharing with the world. It really helps create a balance. Even though the world is all noise and look at me and listen to me and do this with me, going within will allow you to have the clarity, that knowingness that will help you decide where to put your attention and when to withdraw it. When have you had enough? When are you oversaturated and you need to just go be with yourself? When can you give in a situation, and when are you enabling? So, Gina, that was brilliant. I really love that. And I want to ask question of you is, what happens when we become so heavily weighted in self that we're not grounded in love? Through your professional experience, when people come to you and they've sort of gotten stuck in their own self and they stepped away from self-love, usually it's self-love, sometimes it's love of others, but we know everything begins and ends with ourselves, so that's usually where it happens. But what do you notice happens in the world for them? Just in case somebody isn't clear on whether they're out of balance, what does the world look like for your client who has just kind of gotten completely self-focused and not love-focused?
That's a good question, Marcia. This is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that there's a simple equation here, and what it looks like to me is how you know you're out of balance is that you're irritated and you're frustrated and you're impatient and you're unhappy and you're complaining and you're not taking care of yourself and you're not loving yourself and you're not in this flow of, oh, I'm loving myself, I'm taking care of myself, I'm feeling more peaceful today. It's so simple. Whenever you're feeling all those heavy feelings, negative feelings, whatever you want to call them, that's how you know you're out of balance. That's how you know. And then when you start to feel, oh, I'm feeling more joy today, I'm feeling happier, I'm feeling healthier, I'm feeling more self-love today, it's really simple. To me, it's paying attention to your feelings, which means also paying attention to your thoughts that are creating your feelings, because that dictates the experience, as we all know. And when you think and feel an experience and it's all negative and unhappy and on that side of the coin, then you know you're out of balance. And then you find a way. You can do breath work. You can do yoga. You can walk around the block. You can meditate for a minute. You can send a prayer up. There's many ways to intervene, if you will, or to cut through that and to make a shift back into the balance of power within.
I love that. And, you know, in the same book, and I think I got these quotes, and forgive me for not being sure, in The Lost Teachings of Jesus, Mark and Elizabeth Clare Prophet. I don't know, I'm reading quite a few books at the moment, so I don't know. But this was, they claim, was given to them by Elmira. In the intensity of patience, a special substance is created, which, like a powerful antidote, neutralizes even imperil. Patience is a potent form of love. So, boy, Gina, did you hit that nail on the head, along with, you know, this is just completely what he's saying is, boy, if you can't sit still, if you're impatient, if you're angry, if you just want to fly off the handle, that is not a good indicator of balance, or it is the perfect indicator that you're out of balance, and it's an easy fix. Go within. Don't allow yourself to stay in that place that just doesn't feel good. Because when you're able to be patient, it neutralizes all of that stuff that might have gotten stirred up. You get a chance to settle again. You get a chance to step back into that flow of blessings that just feels so good. And the thing that I love about that more than anything is we all know instinctually that that is where we belong. And so the minute we find it, it's like, coming home. I'm safe. I'm loved. I'm whole. I'm invincible in this flow. But I don't understand when that feels so good, why it is so easy to get over into the other side and it sneaks up on you. I'm like, how do go ahead.
Well, I deal with that every day, and I feel that it's a conditioning, and it can also be habitual, and you could also be, you know, addicted with negative feelings and all of that.
Yeah.
However, if someone would ask me what's the one feeling that I've had to deal with on that side of the coin, I'm going to say the low note on that side of the coin, I would say I've had to deal with impatience. I've been told I'm the most impatient person in the world, and I've had to do the most work in patience. And so I ask that maybe all of our listeners think a minute about what they've had to deal with on that low note, and what has really kind of shaped what's out of balance for them on that note. You know, just take a look at it and then find a way to bring some peace to it, or love or compassion or forgiveness or non-judgment. I mean, I think that would be good for all of us to do on a daily basis. And I think it only takes a minute or two to go, oh, okay, well, what am I feeling today? And my word is always going to be impatient. You know, I'm like 20,000 kangaroos and 20,000 bunny rabbits, right? And I'm really honestly, genuinely working on it every day, and I have to. So I suggest we all look and say, okay, what can we do? You know, what's the word, and what can we do to bring peace to it, to bring more joy, to bring the balance back in?
Yes, but I just want to add, because so many of the people that I have worked with have been taught to be highly critical, and I just don't want anybody. Gina mentioned this several times, please hear her clearly. She did not once say, get really judgy and anxious and angry at yourself for failing. She said, be non-judgmental and totally accepting. So please don't go into your heart space with, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to find what's wrong. Go in with kindness, love, compassion. We're all a work in progress. I don't know anybody who has figured it out all the time. I certainly am blessed enough to know people who have gotten very far, but I don't know anybody who's gotten all the way. We're all learning and growing, but you'll grow faster if you do so with compassion. So now we got to take another break. And when we come back...
Thank you, Marcia. Absolutely.
Let's look at softness when we come back.
We'll be back.
Darkest hours to brightest moments. Transformation from despair to happiness. And chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
Are you ready to live your wow life now? Then tune in Wednesdays at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time for Wealth of Wellness with Gina Rhoda and Marcia Martin. Join Gina and Marcia during their live shows every third Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific Time. Gina and Marcia offer intuitive guidance, empowering insights, educational, inspirational tools, and universal wisdom that will help you explore and discover the miraculous, mystical, and spiritual principles of life. Are you ready to get your wow life on now? Please join Gina and Marcia as they share how to embrace the true wealth of wellness on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Thank you. Blessings.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Sit and read in the garden, explore the woodland trails, or try a daily yoga or meditation class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Are you ready to live a life filled with abundance and learn how to thrive, not just survive in today's world? Then tune in to Abundance, Money, Marketing, and Mindset with Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro every Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. With their combined wisdom as entrepreneurs, motivational speakers, author, and counselors, Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro will share ways for shifting into the life you desire for today's world. They'll help you go from panic to peace in your personal and professional life.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book, have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, our dear listeners, to Wealth of Wellness. Wow, get your wow life on now. I just want to express my appreciation for being with us and for listening and holding space and energy with us and just being part of our show, Wealth of Wellness, Marcia and my show. And so appreciate you and thank you. And you are welcome to call in. And if you have a comment or a question, we're happy to serve you. Please give us a call at 833-220-1200. Thank you. Marcia?
And now as we move into this last segment, I want us to look at the difference between softness and hardness. And again, here is a quote from Mark and Elizabeth Prophet. Life is a polarity. As above, so below. As in heaven, so on earth. As in spirit, so in matter. Each side confirms the other, and so the worlds are sustained. Self-denial in either sphere cuts the spinal cord, and God is dead in man, and man is dead in God. When I read that, I just thought, oh my gosh, yes. When I have gotten confused and believed that being harsh and being critical and being very demanding of myself was in line with God, I did feel cut off. But at the same time, I was feeding myself this line, well, you know, soft, you know, isn't, you're not going to make your way in the world. People will run over you, and, you know, you're not going to be safe. So you can't be soft. You've got to be able to look out for yourself. So I'm understanding now that instead of soft versus hard, it's really just being in alignment with God. But I noticed for myself that softness wasn't weakness and harshness wasn't strength. It was me acting out one or the other, trying to be something that I felt I could not be from within. So, Dina, can you talk with us about how to find within that beautiful balance of being aware, hey, I can't just run off and do crazy things, and yet not being critical if you get off on one track or the other, but just being able to bring yourself back with love and compassion. And hey, you know, I see you got really hypercritical, really harsh and judgmental with yourself. Or, whoa, you got so just anything goes that you didn't get anything done. You didn't do your meditation. You didn't really bother to align today. And you're just kind of sloppy all over the place. What practice do you do that helps you just come back to center without all this noise of you're bad, you're good, you're bad, you're good? You know, just what helps you come back to center?
Thank you, Marcia. That's a good question. Well, I'm hearing a couple of things. One is to recognize where I'm out of balance, and also to pay attention to what triggered that or what activated that or what I allowed, truth be told, what I'm allowing to create some imbalance in some way for whatever reason, whether it's impatience, whether somebody says something I don't like. So first it would be just be very present and recognize. And once you do, again, you know, I'm just going to reiterate again, it's about really finding your peace. And I believe by finding the peace and being in peace is what creates the balance within. And I do start my day off, and I'm imperfect, and everybody that knows me knows that. And I have this, you know, this I also have this duality where, you know, I can be very soft, and I can be very hard. And what's important about that is to embrace all of it and to realize that that's just an aspect of a way that you're being. It's just a way of being. It's not a judgment. It's not, you don't victimize yourself with it, but it's just a way of being. And what do I allow to co-create that with me, right? So you did ask me a question, Marcia, and I was actually going around the question, but I like to wake up with a short prayer, quite honestly, and also I like many different meditations. I there's just a few in particular, and they're short. And I've gone from hours of praying and meditating to minutes. And I also like to just breathe. I do a Qigong breath. I breathe in 3 times. I breathe out 6 times slowly in the nose and out of the nose. And I just stay still and allow myself to be awake and still and breathing and feeling connected. When I feel imbalanced, I feel disconnected and I want to jump out of bed and I want to rush through everything the whole day. So I'm just pay attention to all my behaviors and my motivations. But I do start the day with a little bit of breath, even if it's just a minute or two, a little short prayer, meditation, and gratitude. I have a gratitude ritual every day, every morning, just saying what I'm grateful for.
Well, I think it's so important that you mentioned it doesn't have to be hours. If you think that your meditation practice or your devotional part of your day has to be hours, you may never get started. Or if you can't spend hours, you may use that as an excuse to be really hypercritical and judgmental about yourself. So with everything, let it flow with your schedule. There's nothing wrong with saying a prayer as you go through your workday. God, please help me bless the outcome of this project, whatever it is. May it be for the highest good of all concern. Remember to bring God in. It's not get away from the compartmentalization of, well, God is somebody I connect with on Sunday, and into the heart. Again, it's that balance aspect. If God is everywhere with you, then your life is going to feel good everywhere. If God is off in a corner, then you're going to feel pretty anxious about your life. It's just too hard to live your life, and then suddenly on Sunday or whatever day you choose to put aside to be with God, suddenly you're this incredibly spiritual, highly evolved being. It's just easier to do a little bit every day and be consistent with that effort, and you'll find that things begin working out for you more easily. And I love the fact that, Gina, that you said, I love this, I related so well. When you're out of balance, the last thing you want to do is get into that meditative space, because you're so jangly, it just feels so far from where you are. And it just feels like you should do more, create more chaos. So if you're feeling like that, oh my gosh, everything's going wrong, don't try to fix it in the outer world. Go get yourself some peace. Any way that it feels good to you, through breath, through meditation, through some exercise, combination of all of those, whatever feels good to you, step back into the place of union with God, and then you can, with a clear mind and an aligned heart, start undoing some of the chaos that you might have created when you were out of alignment. So, not that I would ever do that. But I remember, especially, you know, now that I'm on this PhD loop, I would find myself just pushing. And I finally was like, this is not helping. I'm not even absorbing what I'm reading, so that when I go to put it into the dissertation later, it's not going to be there. You got to take a step back and just allow. So thank you for that, Gina. That was really, I'm going to put that in my little brain box the next time I get wound up to remember, okay, this is happening because of where you are energetically. And that hopefully will let me take that breath that I need and exercise a little bit of patience and approach with a new energetic resonance instead of trying to force the old one to fix what I already broke with it.
Yes. And I'd like to close with this thought, Marcia. I don't believe we're ever disconnected from God or Source, but I believe we shut ourselves off and down and we numb ourselves and we feel disconnected. But I believe that the grace and the gift is that we're always connected. And when you start to really own that, I think just that will bring in more balance.
So true. I don't think we, any of us, no matter how far evolved you are, could exist if we really could truly sever the connection. So if you're just starting your journey, don't worry. God is there waiting for you and loves you just as much as if you've been on the journey for 50 years. Don't worry. Don't get excited. Don't get worried. Just begin where you are and start creating some balance in the life that exists, knowing that it's going to get better and better. It's not going to get worse and worse. You're going to be able to do more and more. So just start where you are and know that you're loved.
Thank you, Marcia.
And
thank you, our beloved listeners. Thank you for being with us.
Yes, because that's it. So come visit us, consciouscoach.co/Gina or consciouscoach.co/Marcia.
M-A-R-C-I-A, a very special spelling, and I'm G-I-N-A. All right. We love you. Blessings. Peace on earth.
Thank you for joining WOW, Wealth of Wellness, Living Your WOW Life Now with Gina Rota and Marcia Martin. Heard every Wednesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time with live shows every third Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, all on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Please join Gina and Marcia weekly to explore the wealth of wellness that is available to all of us. Connect with Gina Rota at consciouscoach.co/Gina or Marcia Martin at consciouscoach.co/Marcia and discover how you could begin living your WOW life now.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.